Well, thank you so much for coming this morning. I appreciate both being here, and I promise to not take up too much of your time, but I thought it would be a good idea if I presented to you the IT selection process and provide you with the staff recommendation. As you know, Ken Butler had given his notice that he is no longer going to be able to be our IT consultant. So after that notice, I started reaching out to other government agencies and started looking up some other companies to take over. We then obtained four proposals from companies that had very good reputations in the industry. And we rated each of these companies based on the following criteria: responsiveness, public agency experience, technical expertise of cybersecurity, and cost. The strongest was Precision IT, which I have provided the presentation for your reference. The others were weak, one or more in these areas. The other companies that provided quotes and presentations were Verve Networks out of Stockton, Serve 3 Networks out of Modesto, Crown Enterprises also out of Stockton. For the sake of brevity, I didn't include other proposals, but I can do so if you'd like. The purpose of this meeting was to share with you staff's recommendation and the intent to move forward to gain an approval at the board meeting at September 18th. So,
did you provide us with a spreadsheet of the costs?
I did not, but it does state it in there. This one right here, I can tell you those, actually.
Yeah, you have
it. Sure, I have it.
That's just verbally give us the comparison costs?
Sure. So the Verve Networks was anywhere from $1,000 to $2,700 monthly, depending on the plan that you chose. They recommended a four-hour per month plan at the $1,000 rate to start. Precision IT, they were $1,600, and that is $160 per user. So they were figuring about 10 users.
That's how they do their billing?
That's how they're doing their billing, yeah.
Rather than hourly, they do
yeah.
per
no.
user?
And so one thing about this...
no hourly charge?
No hourly charge.
Okay.
It was
okay.
per user on a monthly basis. So it was nice encompassing full service. So...
there's not a variable there then either.
No.
Okay.
That's right. Serve 3 was a startup cost of $2,100 and a monthly cost of $2,152.75.
Okay.
And then anything on top of that, any other projects, was $125 an hour.
Okay.
I will also mention Verve Networks did have a startup cost, but it wasn't provided in the quote. So
that was the first one you told us?
That was the first one
okay.
I told you about. Okay. And then Crown Enterprises, their startup costs were $2,000. And their monthly costs were anywhere from $850 to $1,500 a month. And a site charge monthly of $200.
So they're at least, okay.
Yeah. They're all somewhat in the range, kind of, with the exception of Serve 3, I thought was very expensive.
So it looks like Precision IT has less variables in their cost, first of all.
Yeah.
We know what it's going to cost us.
Yes.
They're telling us they're going to do everything that everybody else said they were going to do.
Yes.
Or more.
Yes.
I mean, we have to believe that you've done all that due diligence.
Yes, we did.
And there was no startup cost for IT.
There was not. The one thing I really liked about them is, you know, we are a small organization, and they would do a lot of handholding for us. So according to cybersecurity, they know the government security regulations, and they would help us and tell us about them and help implement them. And that's the one thing I really liked. Some of the other companies, they could implement the regulations, but they didn't necessarily go out and be notified of them and then notify us. Another thing I really liked about them is that 25% of their accounts are government agencies. So they work with the City of Orinda, City of Lafayette. So they do a lot of government agency work, whereas the others, not as much. So
it looks,
what
I liked about seeing what they, who they are working with,
yeah.
It's more smaller. It's not like they're working with, like the state of California.
Correct.
They're working with organizations that are probably bigger than we are, but still smaller
Correct.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
So they may be able to understand where we're going.
Yeah.
I see no downside to you, Mom.
Yeah. You know, and if like the safe side is, you know, you're not going to enter into a 10-year contract with them. If it doesn't work out, then, you know, we move on.
Obviously, there's other options there.
There are other options.
With one exception, they're all about the same price.
They are all about the same price, and they were all very good. I really enjoyed meeting all of them. I thought they were all very knowledgeable. This one stood out a little bit more. They had a little bit more to offer in those areas.
What is our obligation contract-wise?
They typically, and that was all of them mostly, like at least 1 year, because it takes them time to get up to speed and then kind of go through
the process.
They've
got to figure out what we have, how to secure it, what kind of servers
did
Butler brought in, and what he scabbed together, and what he did.
Yeah, and he...
Do they know what they're in for?
and they did. They actually...
It was kind of... Rick was here, things were a little bit...
Yeah, and so I actually had them all meet with Ken. And I had them all walk through all the different areas. And so then they were able to give me a pretty solid proposal. Yes. Yes. Okay. So every company did that, with the exception of one, did it a little bit more sliced. They didn't go to every location. They just kind of did a quick walk through of the town office.
Well, I think what's important is that after spending the time with them, I imagine it was not just an hour meeting that you had with these people, you're comfortable with them.
Yes.
I don't know why we would object to that whatsoever. And if the pricing was double, I'd have some more questions. But it's right there. If you're comfortable with it,
yes.
I think that they do. So if we are recommending this and to move forward to the board, does this have to? Can this be a consent agenda, or does it have to be brought? No, it's too much money.
It can be consent.
All it is changing IT company. Yes. Bob and I are comfortable with it.
I'm very comfortable with it.
Then we just get it done.
Okay.
As quick as possible.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your time.
Just like to compliment Dina. She did a lot of work. And she also, we called all references on all companies as well. And they got a very high rating.
Great. Okay.
They're local. All's good.
They are.
Take your recommendation.
Okay. Anything for the future? We're adjourned.